Sechtes Idias Perek Vav Mishnah Beis. Heid Rabbi Shua Rabbi Nechunya Ben Eli Nosson Ish Kfar Abavli. Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Nechunya Ben Eli Nosson from the leader of Kfar Bavli said the following Eidos. Al Eivar Min Ameis Shu Tomei. He said if you have a limb that's severed off of a mace, it's Tomei like the mace itself. And it's going to give Tumah to people or objects through an oil. If two people are in the same oil as it, it's going to make tumah. Rabbi Elazar Aymer, why did I have to say this? Because Rabbi Elazar argues. Rabbi Elazar says, Le amru elal eiver min achai. Rabbi Elazar holds that the only limb that gives tumah is from a live body, not from a corpse. So therefore, Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Nechunya ben Eli Nosson said that that's not the din, but the din is an eiver min ameis, is also metame, amruloi. So they said to Rabbi Elazar, again, Rabbi Elazar says that only Eiver min achai, not Eiver min ames is metame. So they said to Rabbi Elazar, I like kal v'chaymer. The opposite, it's a kal v'chaymer. O ma min achai shu tar, an Eiver of achai is tar, Eiver ha-perish menu tame. You're telling me that an Eiver that's perish from achai is tame. Hames shu tame, a mace that itself is tame. Ein oidin shiyah, Eiver ha-perish menu tame. So an Eiver that's perish from it should for sure be tame. Amalahem, Rabbi Elazar said back to them, Loi amru elal eiver min achai. When I said my halacha, so that was only on an eiver min achai, meaning the Chachamim never said it on an eiver min ames. My Kabbalah is that they did not say it, the Chachamim did not say it on an eiver min ames. Davar acher, another point, to shlug up the Kal v'chaymer, the Rabbi Elazar can shlug up the Kal v'chaymer, is meruba tumas achai mi tumas amesim. Tumas achai is even worse than tumas ames. Why? Shachai oisha mishkav umoishav mitachtav. A living person who's a zava is zava. And he sits on a bed. So that the bed that's underneath him becomes tamei, even if he doesn't touch them. Even if there's clothing between them, it still becomes tamei. Latamei adam ulatamei begadim. Now this bed is going to be metamei people. And it's going to be metamei begadim. The algab of Madoff, and if let's say something's on top of this person who's a zava or a zava, something's over him. So, like tamei oichlin umashkin, that thing is going to become tamei also. It's not as strong as when he sits on something. It's going to be, but it's still tamei to be metamei oichlin umashkin. Masha'in ames metamei. A mace is not like that. A mace can only be metamei through actually touching it or through oil. So you see there is a chumrah in a chai over a mace, and therefore that slugs up the Kal v'chaymer. The whole Kal v'chaymer was that madach a chai in Eiver is metame, certainly in Eiver min ames is metame. So it's not a good Kal v'chaymer because you see a chumrah in chai by a zav and a zava that it's metame mishkev u'moishav, and it's also metame something al gabov. Mishnah Gimel is a long Mishnah, long and hard Mishnah, so let's start. Kizayis basar ha-pairesh me'eiver menachai. Let's say there was flesh, a kizayis of flesh, when was separated from an aver that was separated from a live person. So Rabbi Elazar says metame, that is metame. Rabbi Yeshua ben Nechunya, Rabbi Nechunya metarim. So Rabbi Yeshua and Nechunya say that is tar. So flesh that leaves an aver menachai, Rabbi Elazar is tame, Rabbi Yeshua and Nechunya say tar. Etzem kisoira, if let's say you have a bone the size of a barley, hapayresh me aver menachai, that left a limb of a live person. Over here is the opposite. Rabbi Nechunya is going to be machmir. He's going to say mitami. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua mitar, and over here Rabbi Elazar is mitar. So, again, to get the machleik is clear. If you have flesh of a chai, Rabbi Elazar is machmir, is tummy. Rabbi Yeshua says tar. If you have a bone of Eiver min achai, over here is the opposite. Rabbi Nechunya is going to say tummy, and Rabbi Elazar says tar. Now that each one's going to try to prove that case. I'm going to Rabbi Elazar. So, Nechunya says to Rabbi Elazar, "Ma ros l'tami kazayis baser aparish me'ever menachai. Why are you saying that flesh of an ever menachai kazayis is metami?" Amar lahem, so Rabbi Elazar says back, "Motzinu ever menachai kemeis shalim. We find that an ever menachai, if you take a limb out of a live person, is treated like a complete mace with regards to the laws of tumah. So just as a complete mace is tami and gives off tumah." So too, an Eiver Menachai is going to give off Tumah. Maha Meis, Kizayis, Basar, Aparish, Menu Tumah. Just like a mace if a kezayis separates its tummy, af eiver min achai kezayis the basra apares menu yeh tummy. So it's no different than a mace itself. If a kezayis separates its tummy, so to an eiver min achai. If a kezayis basra is pirish, it's like a mace itself and it's metame. Amalai. So they said to Rebbe Lezer, no, it's not a good comparison. Why? Imti mace a kezayis basra ha pirish min amace. A kezayis a basra leaves a mace's taka tame, shekain ti mace etzem kezayir ha pirish min amace. Because a barley-sized bone that separates from mace is also tummy, so therefore kezayis of flesh also is tummy. To tummy kezayis basra apayrish me ever menachai. Who says that a flesh that separates from an ever menachai is tummy? Shekein tihar to etzem kesa'ira apayrish menu. Because you said that if a bone leaves a chai, an ever menachai, a bone separates from it. You, Rebbe Lazar, agreed that that is tar. So too, if flesh leaves it, it should also be tar. So Rebbe Lezer answers back. Amalei the Rebbe Nechunya. So Rebbe Lezer says back to Rebbe Nechunya. Ma roas latami etzem kesa'ira apayrish me'ever menachai. Why did you say, right? Rebbe Nechunya argued. He said that a etzem kesa'ira that separates from a chai is tami. Why did you say that? Amar lahem. He said to them, matzino ever menachai kemeis shalom. You find that ever menachai is like a dead body. Ma hameis etzem kesa'ira apayrish menu tami. Just like a dead body, if a bone separates from it, it's tami. So therefore, Rebbe Nechunya said that a bone that separates from an Eivim and Achai, the size of a Seir, will also be Tami. So they said back to Rebbe Lezer, Loi. Imti Meisa Etzem Kisaira Apayrish Min Ameis. This that I said that it's Tami. When a bone separates from an Eivim and Ameis, Shekein Timeis Kizayis Basar Apayrish Menu. Because if flesh separates from the mace, it's going to become tummy. To tummy, etzem kesaira apayrish me'ever menachai. So, are you going to go ahead and say that bone that separates from an ever menachai, shekein tiharta kesayis basar apayrish mimenu, that's a basar that separates from the ever menachai, should go ahead and, are you going to go ahead and say that that's tahar? In other words, Rebbe Lezer is saying to Rebbe Nechunya, if you yourself agree that a limb from a living person is more kal than a mace, so then you should also be more makel on a etzem, on a bone fragment that comes from a live person, should also be tahar, because the whole inyan of Eivim and Achai is more kal than a mace. So if you're saying it's more kal than a mace, so to a bone should be more kal and it should be tar. Is Amar Leih Rebbe Lezer. So they said to Rebbe Lezer, Ma ros lachlik midei sechon. Why are you dividing up your shitas? Meaning what? You want to say that we compare a limb from a living person to a mace, but only as far as the flesh goes, but not as far as the bones. Oy tame b'shneim, oy tar b'shneim. Why are you, Rebbe Lezer, being machmir by the flesh of an Eivim min Achai and being makel by the bone of an Eivim min Achai? Amar lahem, meruba tumas ha-basar mi tumas ha-atzamos. Because you find that tuma of basar is bechlal in general more metame than bones. Shaha basar naig ben nevele su v'shratzim. Because basar is even true, it makes tuma even by nevelas and shratzim. Masha inkin ba'at samais. When it comes to bones of shratzim, there's no problem with bones of a shratzim. So therefore, he says, I'm more machmir by the flesh than I am by the bones. Davar acher, an additional point. Again, Rebbe Lez is explaining why tuma of flesh is greater than tuma of bones. Eiver sheyeshal of basar karoi metami b'mag over mass of oil. A limb from a living person that has the right amount of flesh on it gives tuma through touching, carrying, and oil. Chasar basar tami. Still, if some of the flesh is missing, it's still considered a limb, and it's metami. As long as you have enough flesh on it, it's metami. Chasar etzem tar. However, if some of the bone of a limb is missing, it's no longer considered a limb, and it's tar. So what do you see? You see that flesh again is more chamer than bones. Amaloi the Rebbe Nechunya. So Rebbe Lezer says to Rebbe Nechunya, Ma ros lachlik min yasech. Now why did you switch your shita? Oy metami kishneim, oy tar mishneim. Either both the bone and flesh is tar, or they're both tummy. Because Rebbe Nechunya was the opposite. He was machmer by bones and makel by flesh. He says the opposite is true. Atzamais is more chomer than basar. Shabasar aparish min achai tar. If basar leaves a chai, it's tar. Ever aparish min manu v'kibriyasei tame. If a limb comes off of a chai and it's in its original form, meaning it has the flesh and it has the veins and it has the bone, is tame. So since flesh alone is not tame, but when combined with a bone, it is tame. We see that the bone is the main cause of tuma, and therefore they're machmir by a bone. Davar Acher is going to show another way. Rav Nachman is going to show another way that bones are more chamer. Kizayis basar matami b'mago v'maso v'oil. Kizayis of basar is matami maga mas and oil. V'roi v'atzamois matamin b'mago v'maso v'oil. And similarly, majority of bones is matame b'mago v'maso v'oil. Chaser abasar tar. If some of the flesh is missing and what remains is less than a kezias, it's tar. Chaser roiv atzamais. On the other hand, if some of the roiv of that atzamais is missing, so there's no longer a roiv. Afal pi shatar milatami b'oil matami b'mago v'masa. Even though it's not going to be matami b'oil, it's still matami b'mago v'masa. So therefore, you see that when it comes to flesh and bones, bones are more chum. Davar Acher. He's going to bring another raya to prove that bones are more chomer. Kol basar hameis shu pachis mikazayis tar. Any basar of a mace that's less than a kazayis is tar. And yet, roiv binyanai, when it comes to bones, if you have a majority of the structure of a corpse, it's metami. V'roiv binyanai shal mace afal pisha ein bem roiv atmeim. Or if majority of the total number of bones in a dead body, then even though the bones don't add up to the measure of a calf, which is the sheer for tumah of bones, they're still metame, because you have roiv binyanai. So again, you see that flesh that doesn't have the right amount is tar. Even if you have the entire flesh of a corpse, if it doesn't make the sheer, it's not enough. Masha ein kein bones, if you have roiv of the binyan, that's going to be good enough. Amalai Rabbi Shua. So Rabbi Leza says to Rabbi Shua, ma ro'isal atar b'shneim. What reason did you see to consider both of them tahar? Rabbi Shua holds that both flesh and bones are tahar. So he wants to know, Rabbi Shua, why were you matar both? On Malachem, he said, when it comes to a dead body, the flesh and bones of a dead body, because the corpse has the following chumras, the majority of its bones, a quarter of a calf, and even dust of a dead body give off tuma through oil. There's none of these dinim of roiv, roiv, and rakev, so therefore he was natar both the flesh and the bones of a dead body. Have a good day.